said, what up, Detroit?
No, he didn't. They didn't do it again. Why you shit on these niggas? Don't say thank you, man.
Oh, for sure.
It's a special right here. Yeah. It's a toast to the boogie, baby. To the boogie, boogie, boogie. Yeah, no. What's the crack, Detroit?
Just let me lay back and kick some old simplistic pimp shit on slip shit. Start rise like limp bitches. Some motherfuckers knock each other unconscious. Some of these crowds that slim draws as rowdy as Crenshaw Boulevard when it's packed and full of cars. Some of these crowds be a Snoop draw. His niggas from Crenshaw, from Long Beach to South Central. Not these niggas again. These grown ass ignorant men with hair triggers again. Human wet army can harm me. D.R.E. and Shady with Doggy from Long Beach. They came a long way to making these songs play. It'll be a wrong move to stand me the wrong way. I got a long move and I carry it all day. Sometimes it's like a nightmare just being Andre. But nah,
somehow, some way, nigga, you know about dog games. Now let me cut these niggas up and show them where the fuck I'm coming from. I get the party cracking from the shit that I be spitting down. Get it run, get it done, get the phone split and run. Got about 50 guns, and I love all of them the same. Bang, bang. Damn, baby girl, what's your name? I forgot what you say it was. Damn, a nigga bug, hanging in the club with my nephew, him and him. What up, cuz? The great white American hope. And hooked up with the king of the motherfucking West Coast, baby.
And you don't really wanna fuck with me. Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust this heat.
It's the devil, they always wanna change.
I'm the head nigga in charge. I'm watching you move. You're found dead in your garage with 10 o'clock news coverage. Gotta love it, cuz I expose the facade. Your little lungs is too small to hot box with God. Jokes aside, come bounce with us. Standing over you with a 12 gauge about to bust. It's like ashes to ashes and dust to dust. I might leave in a body bag, but never in cuffs. So who do you trust? They just not rugged enough. When things get rough, I'm in the club shooting with puffs. Bitch, please, you must have a mental disease. Assume the position.
I ended up playing a little Forza yesterday.
And you don't really want to with me. Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and bust.
It's really an amazing-looking video game. Like, visually, it's just great. You know, they throw you into a race with Rain in it pretty early on, so you could be like, hey, this is the new thing, water. Then, yeah, it's fucking killer. It's weird though, I was trying to drive from the hood camera where you see kind of the little, you know, you see a little bit of the hood at the bottom of the frame, and I can't, it's, maybe it's just a paint thing, I need to go paint the cars to make it to something I can handle, but like the reflections on the hood of the car are so pronounced that every time I take a turn, it feels weird. Like, it feels like the car, like, it feels like my head is turning independently of the car or something. Like, there's just something about the reflection on the hood of the car at the bottom of, like, my peripheral vision is, like, really, really gets in the way. It's, like, super disruptive. Like, I had to drop out of the hood cam and go into just, like, straight up first person to make that, like, fun. Yeah, like, just a great sense of speed right out of the gate. You know, it seems like they throw you through some things early on to let you know, like, hey, this game has some shit in it. It's like, hey, why don't you drive a Formula One car real quick here around this oval track? And, like, by the way, the sense of speed is fucking out of control. You know, you're like, oh, wow, this, you know, great frame rate, like, just great sense of speed from that first-person perspective. Just like, yeah, that's fucking cool. But man, what a dry game. What a, like, a just a bone fucking dry presentation, man. It's just like, I don't know, you're in race 3 of 4 in volume 1 of the sports car series. Just, you know, like, what am I building towards? Like, ah, you know, you'll level up and there'll be more races like this or faster ones, you know. Okay, well, what, you know, am I in a career? Nah, just, you know, check off the events. Just finish the events. Like, that stuff's That stuff kind of sucks. That stuff kind of sucks. Like, it's all window dressing, you know, like, you know, you're there for the driving, and the driving is good, but, though, the Drivatar stuff, I think, is still maybe a little clunky. I probably need to play more of it, but, like, I don't know, like, they did it to themselves in their own weird way. Forza Horizon is, like, this fun first approach to Forza that totally works, and they wrap it in a story that, like, you know, whatever, it's, like, a little douchey in spots with their fucking weird Horizon Festival stuff, and, hey, man, we're having an EDM party with cars, and you're like, fucking whatever, but, like, it's, that stuff's fun, you know, it's just enough, like, hey, it's just enough splash, it's just enough, you know, fireworks between the races, where you go, like, all right, okay. Like, I see the reason to continue forward. Whereas, like, the progression in like, you know, Forza Motorsport is just like, well, now a British guy is going to talk to you about cars now, and we can't build him as being from Top Gear anymore, so now it just says, like, automotive journalist, Richard Hammond, or, like, that's one of the guys, right? Richard Hammond? And that, like, I don't know, like, that kind of self-serious tone, like, it, like, just comes off like a car commercial, which I, you know, obviously is kind of what they're going for, but I think there's a lot more fun to be had with cars, and they don't necessarily tap into that feeling very well. The menus look like they fell out of a Madden game. It's that same kind of, like, well, I mean, whatever. It's a Microsoft product, so it looks like it fell out of the dashboard. You know, it's like, here's some boxes with some words on it. And we've put pictures of cars in the boxes, so you understand that this is a car game. Did this iPod lock up? Did this iPod just lock up? Do I need to fucking manually reset this iPod? Fucking iPods, man. Get Apple up on stage today and just say, have them say, ah, yeah, all right, fine. We're making a better regular iPod. Apple Music fucking sucks. It keeps matching your music to clean versions of the songs. I get it. No, it's trash. You need to store your local files in large quantities and plug that fucking hard drive into your car. We get it. Nope. The cloud failed us all. Instead, they're just talk about video games. Who cares about those? Jeez. Your phone is for. My phone doesn't hold. I keep enough stuff on my phone that it will not hold the quantity of music I'm attempting to hold. I bought the big phone this time. I was like, give me all the storage space. Let's see if I can replace the iPod in my life. And no. Also, because I have Apple Music, it now doesn't allow me to store music locally on it. It's all or nothing once you turn on Apple Music. Which I've taken to not using because of how shitty it's been. And I'm hoping that, you know, they said like, oh, when the iOS 9 rollout happens, we're upgrading your match limit from 25,000 to 100,000 songs. Like, okay, that'd be enough for me to fit everything I need to fit. But, like, phase two of that needs to also be, and we understand that it sucks shit at matching songs. So we're adding controls that let you force an upload of the song that you have, or we're just fixing the matching algorithm to stop matching your music to radio edits of the same music. Because right now, to build a cloud library on Apple's service of what I want, I would have to, like, actually go delete most of the stuff I have and then add the cloud, add the Apple Music versions of it to my library as things I don't actually own. As a service that I am paying for, and recreate all that stuff kind of painstakingly slowly. And it's not reasonable. Apple Music seems like it's built for people that don't have MP3s. Which I'm sure there is an increasing number of people that don't have that. But I ripped a full collection of CDs, goddammit. And I'm not convinced I'll stay in it. Like, if it was like a great service that I was like, oh, well, I'll definitely sign up for this forever. Then maybe you get a little more willing to let go of some of those MP3s and just like, okay, well, just, you know, you have this album here, I'll click this button and then I will have it here too, just in a weird format that I don't technically own. I think that's actually like the super fucked up thing about all of this stuff is that none of it is, like, there's no streaming service that's built for people that, like, own a bunch of music already. Like, Spotify, I think, is not great at integrating your existing music with its stuff, and I think, like, the Spotify playlist stuff, I think, actually is fucking awful. It's the thing I like about iTunes. It's the thing. The only thing, other than, hey, my devices can sync to it, because that's, you know, I'm leading this, you know, Apple product lifestyle. Other than that, the one thing is smart playlists. Playlists based on how I rate songs. So I can say, hey, just give me all the ones that I think are 5 stars. Give me all these 5-star, give me all these gems. I'm dropping jewels over here on these playlists. Like, let's just get those. And, like, you can import iTunes playlists into other things, but it doesn't necessarily always stay synced up. And, you know, getting that onto a device, getting it, you know, in the number of different places where I'm fucking halfway listening to music, sucks. I don't know. You just look at it and go, like, well, is this, like, a use case thing? Like, am I just fucking weird? I'm like, yeah, maybe. Maybe with this stuff, because, like I said, I feel like these services are not built for people that already have a lot of music. Well, I guess this iPod's rebooting. But yeah, like, I don't want to manually manage a playlist and go like, oh, where does this song go in this playlist? Well, let's add this one to this specific playlist. Like, no, just give me some, let me set up some rules. It's like, hey, this playlist is everything that's 3 stars and up because I want a wide variety of music that I have said is at least okay. And then if I'm feeling a little more specific, I can go to the 4-star playlist, or the 4-star and up playlist. If I'm feeling hyper-specific, I'll go to the 5-star playlist. Like, it works out. It only works out if you deprecate songs over time, of course, naturally. I mean, who wouldn't do that? Okay, this song is no longer a 5-star song. I don't want to hear it as frequently as I have been. I'm going to knock it down to 4 stars. These 4-star songs, done with them. I'm knocking them down to 3 stars. Like building playlists that are just like, okay, this song needs to be right before this song, and then this song, and then, you know, like, that's not something that I just don't have the time or patience for that at this point, because then you hear the first song in that playlist more than you hear the last song, and, you know, because at some point you're just listening to everything on shuffle anyway, so whatever. Stuck in traffic in the car in front of me, just on the back window, it just says, Tree Masters! And it's like a Scion. Like, it's not a truck that's, like, big and full of tree-busting equipment. It doesn't say Tree Busters. Rolling up in this tiny little Scion to be the master of the tree. I don't know, like, you know, don't you need tools for that? Doesn't seem like anything too big would fit. This is a lot of traffic, too, by the way. This is, like, way fucking worse than it normally is. That iPod is probably rebooted by now, but I guess maybe I'll just see what's on the radio.
Play up for boss and get rubbed off. Yeah, I won't moss around and get evaporated. Yeah, cause I'm a timer. Hold it out of. Sprinkle me. Big timer. Big time. Hold it out of.
I will listen to fucking kind of fucked up FM radio if I turn it on and Sprinkle Me is on. I'm pretty sure they just censored the word Hennessy.
Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some makeup on it. While I stand up in the background and check up on it.
Let's take some phone calls here through the middle of the 101.
Yeah, I used to be class cow. Don't worry about me, from feeling like a cash cow. And it's a beautiful life.
It's what is that? 707-925-2662. Give us a call. And by us, I mean me and Action Bronson, who is here rapping with me. After what Ghostface said about Action Bronson, I don't know if that would have any lasting effect. But I guess Action Bronson and Meek Mill can always team up. Put out some milk carton Where Are They Now raps.
The making of a classic.
Let's play some of these classics for the people.
Drop me an old school beat.
Exclusively on Eminem
Shade 45.
Drop the needle.
Here we go.
Never know what that is, because Texas is on the phone. All right. What's happening in Texas?
Not much.
Yeah.
Just listening to Mixler and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Basically it.
how's it going?
I actually have a cool question. I'm pretty good. I actually have a question for one.
Okay, all right.
I have saved up.
I will brace myself for said question and go.
on a previous demo derby, you mentioned you had a cool story about playing Pogo Painter with Mark Cerny, and I was wondering if you could just go into that.
Sure, yeah. So, like, he came by to demo the game, and it was whatever mode it was in Crash Bash. It was like the one where if you hop in a square, it fills in the entire square for your team. And so the way to win would have been to, you know, like so he's giving the demo, and I ask him, I said, so if you were to just hop around the outside edge and draw one big box, you would win right away, right? And he says, but you know, we've made it so that's, you know, difficult to do. You know, we've made it so that we've accounted for that, basically, is more or less what he said. And then he handed me the controller, and then I just immediately hopped a full square around the outside edge. Like at no point did any of the AI try to stop me or make it difficult for me to do it. And it was incredibly awkward after that.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, though.
it was one of those things where, like, at some point, someone was like, "Oh, you know, Mr. Cerny hasn't had his coffee yet. Can we get some coffee?" It's just like it was palpably awkward for the rest of that entire visit. So yeah, that's more or less what happened.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, it's Crash Bash, like, who cares? But
yeah,
that must have been tough.
Yeah, it was definitely a weird moment. Like, it was just, yeah, like, and that was kind of the last time I'd seen him until, like, Sony kind of brought him back out around PS4 time. I don't know if he remembers that at all or not, but yeah, that's...
He had to go into hiding after that, I guess.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah. That's what happened.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, well, thanks. That was a cool story. Thank you.
Yep, see ya. This is the song they decided to play as, like, dropping old school beats. I mean, I guess, yeah, this song is old, but, like, there's no point in, like, the classic. Victory by Puff Daddy. Not a B.I.G. verse that I would necessarily want to hear, or necessarily need to hear. Not one of his, not among his best. Still all right. I don't dislike it.
Break bread with the kiss, Camaro, seek loose, rat, wrong, no replacing him. Niggas step up, we just macing them, placing them in funerals, criminals turn around the brick city. Nobody come off like P. Diddy. Keep in this ride, I'm blaming. Hot money on the island, payment. Y'all just betray men, screaming. Opposition, competition of a day in the life, like a commission.
I've got this drink here, and I, like, the, if I drink the drink too early in the drive, then I am, like, rushing to get out of the car and run to the bathroom as soon as I get to the office, because it's a large, it's a big drink. And traffic's real bad, so I gotta look at it and go, like, okay, like, a fact, it's a factor of, like, how close am I to the office, how bad is traffic, like, how long do I, you know...
Get more old school throwbacks like that and custom mix Shade 45 to fit your mood when you stream through the new and improved SiriusXM app.
Still behind the tree master himself. Or herself. I can't see who's driving. I can't see who the tree master is. No one can. To gaze upon the tree master would be to commit the ultimate heresy. Your eyes would betray you. You wouldn't even be able to reliably recount what you saw. Your eyes may cease working permanently as a result of gazing upon the tree master.
Spit your rhyme through scenario slowly so we can hear it.
You ready?
Yes.
It goes like this. Later, 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 alligator. Pop blows the weasel and the herbs the inflator. So yo, the D, what the O, incorporated INC into a flow. Funk, flip, flat, back, first, fist, bound, fight, 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 laugh. Yo, how that sound?
Oh.
I still don't know what it is.
Morehead Lover.
Today.
6 to 10 East, 3 to 7 West.
It's the Ed Lover Show on Backspin.
Apple will put on stage alongside their gaming announcements if they've lined up anyone that's like a traditional game developer, or if it is just kind of like, you know, the some dev superstar from the world of iOS. Nope.
steps in the temple. Spotty got it. As I pulls out my strap, got my chrome to the side of his white sock
set. You tryna check my homie, you best check yourself. Cause when you diss Drake, you diss yourself.
Hell yeah. So all you mark ass busters.
Yes, Dre Day Radio edit.
An Alt Nation ping pong throwdown next week. You should be a part of it. This is Stressed Out from the record Blurry Face. Alt Nation new music.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice to sing some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
I mean, it's no Black Knight 2000, but this is pretty good pinball music. okay. Seems like we're past the worst of the traffic, but jeez. I was hoping to get in by 10 and watch that Apple thing. Sounds like that will be relevant. But who knows how much time they'll actually spend on, like, not the new phone stuff, right? I mean,
crazy spring weather. A wild fluctuation of global commodity markets. Or even whether or not you get a good night's sleep. But accepting what's out of your control also means taking control of the really important things. Like giving crops all they need for a strong start with Nutrax P-Plus fertilizer. Nutrax P-Plus helps young crops thrive by satisfying their early appetite for phosphorus. And Nutrax P-Plus delivers much-needed zinc, manganese, and nitrogen, making it the right nutrient blend for optimal early-season growth. So while you can't control everything in life, you can be the boss of your FOS with Nutrax P-Plus from the makers of Wolftrax Innovative Nutrients. Ask your retailer for details or go to RethinkYourFOS.com.
This is Rob Keck, host of Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World. This week, we're talking...
Oh, weird. I guess the Do Not Disturb thing got turned on again on this phone stuff, so... Weird. I don't know if the phone stuff is working anymore. It might not be working. I don't know. Phone lines might be working, they might not. It's hard to say. It is ambiguous on this Google Voice app right now. Like, I'm turning off Do Not Disturb, which is supposed to make the calls come through, but then it's not working, so... Yeah, like, the men is, like, voicemail, so yeah, if you're calling and getting...
Spin from 9 to midnight onboard the Fume Blanc of Condor Cruiser.
I just hope that Apple clears out of the area as soon as their thing is done today, because I drive right past where they're having it on my way home.
And I just gave out compliments. I would have all of your fans if I didn't go pop and I stayed on some conscious shit. I would have so many more friends if I lost my success and my confidence. I'm in the club every time that they play the competition. If they even play the competition, then I seen the response they get. And nobody's even hearing it on top of the pyramid. Might go to Jamaica, disappear again. My circle got some smarter than superior. Saying to myself, y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all can do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 80 more than 92 with me, 100.
That was real tough, man, but I got
already 84 degrees. Jeez.
Next up, Don, a special appearance by K.
Yeah, it'll be over 100 today, I guess. Not in San Francisco proper. It's always a little cooler there, but still, it's going to be hot there, too. All week, I guess, but man. Harsh thing to say about MC Hammer, you guys. I don't know if I'll stand for it. I want to get my hands on the final version of Super Mario Maker so I can start making some levels that people might actually play. I wonder, you know, like, all this, like, Apple, like, game stuff that's supposed to be happening here pretty soon. I wonder if they, like, see any slowdown in interest on, like, the iPhone. I mean, like, you look at the sales numbers, like, obviously they do what they do, you know, like, you got a lot of people that are just like, well, you know, I'm out of contract and, you know, it's easier, like, I might as well upgrade. And you get people that are just kind of, like, used to that cycle and used to doing it. So, obviously, I mean, the sales are high, you know, the sales are what they are, right? You know, there's perceived demand for the iPhone and all this other stuff and but I wonder, like, I have, like, a super smartphone fatigue, or fatigue isn't necessarily the right term. Like, I'm just kind of done with that shit. Or, like, you know, like, whatever, I'll upgrade my, I have an iPhone 6. You know, I'm not going to get a 6S because, like, it's a 2-year contract, and I know they don't work that way anymore. Like, it's not necessarily the 2-year contract that people sign up for, but, and, like, you know. I didn't need to get this phone. But I wanted to switch to Verizon from AT&T because AT&T was fucking so terrible. And it made sense to move. So I did. And, like, that's fine. But, like, there's still some people that get caught up in this whole, like, fucking, oh, Apple's terrible. Oh, the Android's better. Oh, Android sucks. I'm gonna get an iPhone because I like things that work. You know, like the fucking back and forth on that shit just seems, like, so fucking petty. Like, who gives a shit? Because they both run the same fucking six apps that everyone gives a shit about. Twitter, Facebook, Mixler, you know, just like the list goes on. The only thing I would change is I would maybe actually get the bigger phone next time, because, like, I think my hesitation at the time was like, well, it's too big to hold up to my face. And I was like, oh, wait, talking on the phone is fucking dumb and no one ever does it. So, you know, maybe get a device that's, like, better suited for the things I actually do on the device. I don't know, whatever. It doesn't really matter. But anyway, like the Gold Rush days of fucking, like, or like those heady days of, like, every day there's some new app that you're just like, wow. I mean, that's, you know, I wouldn't use this every day, but what a neat idea. Or like, there were just, like, tons of neat ideas in the early days of the App Store. You're just like, wow, that's, so wait a minute, this thing detects where I am and then gives me messages based on my current location? That's nuts. Like, oh, I can get a list of all these fucking restaurants that are nearby and read all these reviews. That's cool. You know, there was, like, stuff happening that hadn't been done before. And now it feels like everything has been done. And now everyone is just kind of spinning what's worked before. So it's just like, you know, who cares? Like, they're coming out with, you know, games seem like the thing that, like, keep people, or at least, you know, in the circles that I am running in and following and so on and so forth, will eventually go away. Because everyone will eventually realize there's nothing to do with their phone anymore. The phones we built are really good at running Twitter and Instagram and Yelp and, you know, like that sort of stuff. So I wonder if they have to look at it and go like, well, okay, like, we need things that are gonna be, they're going to bring people in. Things that, like, you know, hey, you can't really play this thing, this game, any other way. Because it's built for touch screens. It's built for these interfaces. It's built for this sort of environment. I wonder if any of that informs, like, any of the stuff that they'll have to say today. Or if that feeling's even widespread. I mean, I don't know. You guys maybe tell me. I don't, you know, it's, like, that's the feeling I get, is that, you know, a few years ago, everyone was very excited to talk about phones, and it was like, phones, 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 look at the things I can do on my phone, isn't it crazy? Look at all these things we're doing on our phones, we're living such modern lives with our phones! And like, now, you're just like, fucking whatever. What's the new phone do? It's faster? Great. It's just another normal thing that is a key part of people's lives, and obviously, you know, you increasingly wouldn't want to be caught without your phone because of a number of fucking menial tasks we have offloaded from our brains onto the phone, like remembering phone numbers ever, or knowing how to get anywhere. I used to not have a printer. I used to go to fucking MapQuest and write down directions. And I would have to write down turn-by-turn directions onto a piece of paper. That wasn't that long ago. But, like, you know, like, there needs to be a you know, I feel like for phones to matter again, like, there has to be some kind of change like that again, right? for people to be, like, hyped about phones. For normal people to be hyped about phones, I guess. Like, obviously, you know, fucking sitting here in San Francisco, there are plenty of fucking people that are fucking plenty excited about phones. And like I said, I would get a new phone because the business end of that stuff is set up in a way that, like, becomes easier to get a new phone. Like, it's you might as well get a new phone. I got the iPhone 6 because, like, it, like, the ads should have just, like, when your contract expires, and I know, like, whatever, they're changing the whole nature of how that business works or whatever, but, like, their pitch should at some point just become, you might as well get a new phone. Look, we made it easy. It's, like, basically free. You just pay tax. Or, hey, it's like an extra chunk of money on your bill. And you walk away whenever, I guess is, like, how it is now, right? If anything, that almost makes it, like, less, like, you know, like, at some point. Maybe that's a change they made because of this, too. Like, hey, look, we're going to start trying to make, we're going to stop subsidizing the full cost of the phone to get customers in the door because everyone has a phone. Everyone's got a decent phone now. I don't know, man. Phones. I like Tap Titans. I think it's a pretty good clicker-style game. Even if I think that those types of games on phones is actually hyper-irresponsible. From, like, a battery perspective. Like, here, run this fucking thing on your phone, and it'll, you know, like, time clickers on iOS will just suck a battery dry.
Hey, yo! I'm playing my shit. I'm on the turntables right now. I'm DJ Slim Shady.
That's why I can't help but laugh, like, when people are get all, like, fucking platform defensive, like, about phones. Like, it's always fucking sad and tragic when people get into these fucking fights over things where the differences are minimal and often driven by personal tastes. Video game platforms and car brands and religions and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But for some reason with phones, it's, like, extra sad to me in a way. People were like, no, man, fucking Android. And I'm like, yeah, no, those phones are fine, too. Great. Who cares? And that's why I'm here to say, let's all get Windows phones. I bet Windows phones are totally fine now, too. It's been a while since I've used one. And a lot of it just probably boils down to, like, you know, what other devices you use and how easy it is to get the information across all of your shit. Like, I'm running Windows 10, but I do all my work stuff on a Mac. And I don't put my contact... Like, I don't really check email on the PC very often. Like, I don't need a contact list built into that PC. So, like, a lot of the Windows 10 stuff is like, you know, hey, let's make this contact stuff easier and all that. It's the productivity suite is a lot easier to deal with. And it's like, fucking, I don't care. Does it run fucking Steam? Yes? Okay, great. Amazon killed their phone. Yeah, I have one of those Fire phones. Amazon sent us one. And yeah, I don't know, man. It seemed like, again, like it's one of those ecosystem things of like, if I was like deep into Amazon Prime Music and movies, for the streaming stuff, like the built-in Amazon login shit and all that would be nice, I guess. But I'm not a part of that. Like, you know, it's like my stuff is in the Apple ecosystem, and that's, you know, easy to get out of. Like, I have it piped out to Google, which is the key to piping it into Android if I ever went back to an Android phone or anything like that. And, you know, that stuff's gotten easy enough. Like, I don't know what the fuck Amazon is doing. Like, they hired all those people that had experience in video games and then they put out that phone that no one cared about, and they put out the Fire TV, which didn't really do anything either. I know Sean McInnes left GameSpot and went over there. And then I saw him on Twitter talking about Amazon Underground, which is some kind of new Android app model for stuff where it's like you pay by the minute, or like you, it serves you ads while you use apps. or something. And I was like, and that was something he had worked on. I was like, all right, that, sure, I guess. What? Oh, this tunnel is full of traffic today. Are you saying positive things about Orange Red Bull in there? Because I disagree. I disagree with you, chat room. I disagree. The flavored Red Bulls didn't really do it for me. I don't know. Like, orange was probably the... I guess it was probably the best of the bunch, but I don't... I don't even like sugar-free Red Bull. If I'm going to get Red Bull, I want that uncut shit. I want it real. Oh, is the Apple thing started? Okay. Starting with the watch stuff, huh? Great. I guess this would be their, like, pat on the back. And we launched the watch, and you responded by saying it is a great thing. And we think so, too. So... today we are releasing WatchOS 2 out of beta so that you can get more apps for your watches. And also there's a new red band for the charity. A charity watch band is now available. You can get that too. Hey. Watches. What's my current weird YouTube thing? Vaping reviews. Vape reviews. And a guy who goes by the name Marijuana Man, who just seems to smoke weed in front of a camera, and he's Canadian. But yeah, if you want fucking the weird, tragic humanity end of YouTube, it's fucking people who have channels devoted to reviewing vape liquids, and vaping devices. I saw one, there's this lady, and she introduces her videos by saying, "Hey, all my little vapies." She calls all the people who watch her videos vapies. And it's like, fucking what? Oh, man. But yes, the fucking seedy dark world of vape reviews, where it's like people saying, like, "Oh, this company sent me this stuff to review. Let's open it." You know, like... the companies that make the liquids are sending them to the YouTube people to review, and the YouTube people are reviewing it, and it's like, yes. And this industry just came up out of nowhere, and now it's already this fucking... Yeah. those videos are fascinating. I don't actually have a problem with the concept of vaping. I mean, you know, I don't know whether it's safe or not. You know, it's like you get people that are like, well, you know, what, would you rather I fucking kept smoking? Like, I'm trying to quit smoking, so I started vaping. Like, okay, like, yeah, fine. Like, I don't know that the science has, I don't know that anyone's really done the science on how much safer this is than just smoking. Like, I know a friend of mine who switched says that his lungs feel a lot better. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess that's something. Whatever. So I don't have a problem with the concept because it's cyber cigarettes, and I think that that's like a necessary part of our dark future. We must have the phantom cigar that is lit with your fucking weird map device, a fake flame that comes out of your map device to light your. I don't know what the fuck's going on there. Like, sure. Sure. But that's the same thing I would have said about Bluetooth headsets, you know? Is that, hey, you know, this is like a necessary step to get to Star Trek, to get to fucking tap my chest and talk to a computer. Like, it has to be Bluetooth headsets and all this other stuff. Like, but everyone who wears a Bluetooth headset now just comes off like a total fucking jack-off. And people who get serious about their vape hardware come off like total fucking jack-offs the exact same way. But worse, because it's like there's a flavor, there's like a food review component to vape coverage that is a lot like people that fucking want to go deep about craft fucking beers and or coffee that just like, there's just a pretense oozing out of it that just, like, ugh, God. Drama and beauty blogging and reviewing ethics are ridiculous. Like, I mean, yeah, but like those are the FTC rules that have to be established for like makeup reviews and stuff like that to like, that have to then apply to video games. Like there was the story about the FTC coming down on some of Machinima's partners for like taking $15,000 to like put to do positive videos about the Xbox One without disclosing that they were paid videos, you know? Like, regulations, you know, it's like, I'm not sitting here saying, like, the government needs to get involved, because, you know, it's like, the government, like, whatever, but... Like, clearly, if left unchecked, big companies will do what they can to find new ways to deceive you about their products. Like, that's what big companies do. They're clearly incentivized to find ways to do that. It works for them if they can get away with it. So someone has to be the checks and balances that step in and go, actually, no, you can't fucking do this. So, you know, establishing some very specific fucking rules and regulations and stuff in that world, I think, is super important for the viewer's sake. And, you know, it's like there'll be plenty of people who don't care. It's the sort of thing where, like, when faced with the truth about that sort of stuff, like, hey, by the way, these people are actually literally on the take. Or these specific people. Not, like, I'm not saying, like, hey, everyone who reviews makeup on the internet is on the take. Like, no, clearly not. But there are enough people that, you know, are involved in those types of relationships that, like, you have to know fucking if someone is trying to speak on your behalf. Or if someone's trying to speak on the company's behalf. Like, that's important. Like, it's one of the things that, like, you know, like, I, you know. Like, we try to make sure that all our advertising stuff is very clearly labeled. Like, go out of our way to over-label some things that, you know, that other places don't do and don't get any flack for. And yet there are still people that are like, oh, this Quick Look's obviously paid for. Like, no, no. Nope, not really. Not fucking actually. Like, and kind of fuck off. Like, I spend so much time making sure that we're clear about that stuff. And then when people are faced with the opposite end of it, where something is paid for, a lot of times the audience is just like, well, fucking I don't care. This guy's still funny. I'm like, all right, well, you've been presented with the facts, and you are okay with that, so fine. Great. Alright, I don't actually know where I am anymore. Because I had to take a different turn because some roads changed, blocked off, and a rough idea about where I'm at. Is this a turn-only lane? Oh, that's a one-way street. Ah, fuck me. I hate this fucking city. Yeah, you know, like, whatever. Vaping? Sure. I hope it works out. I hope it's one of those things where, like, they run the science and then it comes back and go like, actually, no, this is super way better. Like, it's not, like, maybe it's not perfect. Maybe it's not, like, saving fucking lives the way some people frame it as, but hey, it's better than what you're doing. Like, great, that'd be fucking great. But a lot of the vape enthusiasm just seems exhausting. What is this lady on a bike going to do? It's a mystery. All right. She made it safely across the street. I did not run her over. Seems like no one else did either. And I get to keep driving. Dramatic series of turns I took to get here, but I finally made it. It's pretty suck-ass traffic today, but you know? What are you going to do? Can't fly to work. Not yet. All right. You guys have a grand Wednesday. A beautiful Wednesday. And I'll see you later.